It's the one that's 40 paces in diameter up the top, but two of them are supposed to be very close to the same size. I presume it's this other one here. Did you see that?
Thank you. Yeah.
So, this is a map you found?
Only last night. It's a couple of hundred years old of a drawings of the stone circles at Amandun here. So we can... We'll be able to have a look.
Are these in the same proximity, or are these four different ones in different places?
No, these are the ones here. These four here. Did we have another one here?
Another stone circle. Yeah. There are four stone circles here.
Four stone circles here, yeah.
Right.
And there's another one just over there, and another one just the far side of that wall over there.
Wow.
Now, the only one that we can look at is this one. Yeah. Because...
Are they on private land, the others?
Private land. Now, this is private land as well. But this man here is fine with it. You know, absolutely fine with it, no problem.
Yeah.
Barry McGibbon, Cairn, I knew yesterday it was fine to go in there. I knew already it was fine to go in there. But went down to Inuma's, introduced myself and talked to him and said, "And is it okay? And thank you very much." And let him know that we appreciate the fact that he allows people to go through the land. Because you get another one then, it'd be completely sticky and they could have the best thing ever and you couldn't be able to see it. That's why we had to go through the woods there. We couldn't go down into the field, into the nice green field, and then climb another wall and then hop into it. We couldn't do that because the landowner I've asked is the woods in there. So that's the reason why we can go in there. Now, so there's four stone circles. They say, according to Wilde's book, it says that the reason that they were here was because this was the Danann campground. So this is at the back of their battleground. We know that the plain of Moytura is out in front, and we're just in front of Cong here, so it's where the plain opens up. There's a couple of reasons for the stone circles, and we definitely need our imagination for a few of them. One is that there was a giant Balor who had actually seven pieces of cloth that used to cover an eye in the front of his head, because if he actually is whatever his eye seen just turned to dust and fire. So they say that the Tuatha De Danann built the stone circles in order to protect themselves from Balor, so they could hide behind the stones while he was doing all this. Imagination. Absolutely.
Those stones would go down a lot under the ground.
That's fantastic. I think I've seen that one before. Yeah.
What's that?
St. Fitzpatrick's Balor of the Evil Eye.
Balor of the Evil Eye, yeah.
That's a photograph?
No, it's a painting.
Illustration.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Balor as well, he is associated with the long stone in the Neil as well, which is a stone right in the centre of the village. Now, another reason why these were here, and this is the reason I think it makes the most sense. The size of the circle represents the amount of water that's actually below it. Yeah. So what we're on a clint and a grike in the limestone, 30 square miles all limestone until you get to the mountains. Oh, we hit a clint and a grike, the main ones, and now they know that this circle, because it's a certain size, well, that can supply the water for a certain amount of men or warriors. Okay. And so they know that they can have an encampment here of this size, and then on the next one they know that they can handle another. So logistical is what it is. And on the back of here somewhere as well, they say that they used to have these healing pools. Both the Tuatha De Danann and the Fir Bullock had them. So really and truly, there should be one of these healing pools around here somewhere. The stones, on the inside of the stones, you'll see a lot of them with these round holes on them. On the outside of the stones will be quite smooth. Now, the inside of the stones, the reason the round holes are on them is because those stones used to be flat and there used to be water tipping up underneath them. And what happened was it just started wearing the limestone from the bottom all the way through. And sometimes what you'll find is holes, circular holes, going all the way through the limestone. And what happened, that's a chemical reaction starting from the bottom, and it's actually worn all the way up through. It's called limestone tubing, I think it's called. So it's very, they're actually, for any stones you see with that are usually about 400 million years old. Now, only 2 weeks ago, the OPW started clearing a bit of the Cong Canal. It's a split of the Cong Canal. It's a section that not many people know about. And so we were down there, and I found another little one of these small cairns, a stone-built cairn that's not marked in the map or anything. But I also started finding two of these stones with the round holes in them. So I was thinking, well, is there a possibility that the stones were actually taken from over there and brought over here? Because we have the cave system that goes from Mask underground all the way to Loch Corrib, it takes 2 days for the water to travel from one to the other. We have lots of opportunities for water to be pushing up against limestone underneath. So we can take a look over to the wall here, see that one. And we just go to the corner of the fields, we should be able to see one over here.
Can I ask you one thing about this? These stones? Did you say that they were once flat, laid flat?
They would have been before they were erected by... yeah. by the Tooth to Dana.
But does that mean that they were flat on the ground here, that they were naturally occurring here, or did they lay them down flat and then put them up?
I'd say they were moved from somewhere else because there wouldn't have been as much water around here, so they would have been taken from lower, nearer the water table. Now, because the canal was built between Loch Mask and Loch Corrib in the 1850s, the actual water level around here is 3 metres lower than it actually should be. So if you're looking at a map or Google Earth or any of these things, you can actually see the shading in the land where the water, it's still marshy. You can see it'll be a browny colour and then it'll get a little bit greener from where the water used to be. And then you follow the contour lines, you find that a lot of these cairns, especially Uckies, they're all on the same contour line all the way around. So there is method to the madness there as well. As I said, as regards information on the stone circles here, it's very much just absolutely no idea. The water one for me is definitely the main one. In the centre of this, there is flat stones, so there was something in the centre. Maybe there might be used for cremations as well. But again, information is just so limited. Really is so limited, yeah.
It reminds me of Avebury, the stone circle in Avebury, but there's probably loads of them in Ireland.
I'm not actually 100% sure how many of them are. I don't think there's that many of them in Ireland. And as far as this part of the world is concerned, there isn't a huge amount of them. But around here, there is a good few around here, but as for the rest of Ireland, I wouldn't be 100% sure. You know what, it's like if I was dressed up as George McNamara now, I'd give my usual line. Any question I ever got asked where I'm not really sure what the answer was, I'd turn around and I used to say to everybody, do you know something? It's just a little bit before my time. Trees, yes. There. Yeah. Small little circle of trees. See, one or maybe 3 or 4 stones standing up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a very small one. Very small little stone circle. Just there. Then we have the bigger one here. And another one then, just over to the far side of the wall, which I've actually never got into. Because I wouldn't cross land unless I had permission.
Would a farmer be allowed, because it's their land, to do anything they like with those stones?
No.
I see. No. They're nationally protected.
They're nationally, like Uckies is owned by the state. Now, a lot of them could be under guardianship. Now, there's a case on down in Wicklow. Wicklow's a hot topic at the moment for this sort of stuff, where a farmer has come along with a very rare portal donmal only in the last couple of months. And he's got his bulldozer and he's bulldozed right around this thing as tight as possibly could. And somebody went in and said to him, he says, look, you realise what you're doing. He goes, actually, there's only a few stones. That's the attitude you get for a lot of them as well. So some... I know a guy that when they were going digging up the hill of Tara that time to put the motorway in, he was itching to be the man in the digger to dig it up. Yeah, itching. Couldn't wait because he said he just didn't care. Yeah. And that's what you have. You have a lot of people like that. They just don't care. Now, when we think about it, girls, you might hop off the wall there now because I have to go over and pick up them stones. Okay. Now, when you think about it though, over the last 5,000 years, like to think that we still have monuments that we can see here, that we have Uckies and we have all these places, we've really done quite well minding them over the years. We're missing a huge amount of them as well. And it's like cave entrances as well, like we're missing. This place should be absolutely riddled with cave entrances, but the landowners, they don't want animals falling down holes, so they'll just clear it all up. So we've got a huge amount of that as well, you know.
But again, it's a lot of superstition, save a lot of these.
That's superstition, absolutely.
Religious.
Yeah.
You see, it's like even a lot of them in the middle of fields, and they haven't, in fairness, the farmers haven't touched them because it's just the bad luck that the
soil. Oh, God, yeah. Fairy forts,
absolutely. Near them.
The fairies have been here the longest, haven't they?
The fairies have been here the longest. Yeah. Definitely.
The fairy bollocks.
So folks, we were going to go to Lishi Nord, but I think we're actually going to have to leave that for again because we ran out of time and we're to get everybody back as well.
Yeah.
But I hope that I whet your appetite, really, was what I was trying to do today. And to give you something to go and look into again, because this part of the world is absolutely fantastic for history. And it's not really been researched enough.
Yeah.
We have passage tombs, King Uckie's grave, unexcavated. Ballymacgibbon, same thing as well. I mean, it's got everything, this part of the world. So, yeah, should we head back to the...
You can get a song, yeah, Chris.
Huh? Oh, yeah, a song. Please.
Can I sing a song?
Yes, yeah. Yes, please. Yes, yes.
I have to know. I have to let you know that I'm absolutely dying to do today, so this might just sound good. Right. When apples still grow in November, when blossoms still bloom from each tree, when the leaves are still green in December. It's only then that our land will be free. I wandered o'er hills and her valleys, and still through her sorrow I'd see a land that has never known freedom, and only her rivers run free. Oh, I drink to the death of her manhood, for those men who would rather have died than to live in the cold chains of bondage, bring back their rights were denied. Oh, where are you now when we need you? What burns where the flame used to be? Are you gone like the snows of last winter? And will only our rivers run free? Are you gone like the snows of last winter? And will only our rivers run free?
Hooray, 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 hooray.